at locations and prices.
It is 8:14 at WIXX.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, from the greatest TV show of the 1970s, the brother of the hottest young starlet in TV history, Lori Partridge. The brother of Danny Bonaducci. We'll leave it at that. The son of Shirley Jones.
So hot.
One of the hottest moms in TV history.
Love her.
And let's be honest, who wouldn't want to drive around the country in a converted school bus? Coming to the Capitol Center, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only David Cassidy.
Good morning, Mr. Cassidy.
I'm not sure I can follow up that kind of an introduction. You know, it's kind of a letdown just hearing nothing but dead air and me.
Well, here's how you can top that.
Okay, go ahead, baby.
I think I love you.
It's National Pirate Day. Give us a pirate joke.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so look, it's been great chatting with you. I look forward to seeing you on September 29th. I have no freaking pirate jokes.
All right, fine. Pulling the attitude right
away. Thanks for being here.
Wow, I'm a star, you guys.
Big attitude.
I don't do pirate jokes.
I was well prepared. I came along with five or six different ones, but had someone just give me a little heads up. You know, since we've been chatting so often in the last week or so. you know, you got to love PR companies, don't you? You will remind them that I did try and reach you a week ago.
Oh, I think we still have it on tape. It's just kind of funny. It's like, hello, this is David Cassidy. Nice if you answered your phone.
Hello.
Hello. And hello. Nothing.
Yeah.
And it's so freaking embarrassing. However, you know, I actually have never been to Manitowoc, but I have a bit of a connection with it because a really dear friend of mine who lived underneath when I got married to Kay Lyons back in the 70s. I became good friends and used to hang and play guitar. He was an amazing guitar player, great writer, great singer, Jim Krieger. And he was truly one of the best guys I've ever met in my life. And we became really good pals. And he was the essence of Wisconsin. Drove around, he had a Jeep, right? He had one of those CJ, whatever they were.
Right.
And it was convertible. And even like when it was pouring rain, wouldn't matter. When it would get really cold for L.A., in the winter time, it'd be like 27, 28. Never put the top up. And he took me fishing one time, and we went out on a fishing boat and rented this little fishing boat, and we had like these lame little, you know, fishing poles. And all we did all day was drink beer and laugh our butts off so much that I actually fell over the side of the pole.
Uh-oh.
Jim was a very, very, very good guy and great guitar player. And, you know, it was just really an interesting connection because I'd never even heard of Manitowoc at the time. But he was very, very close with his family back there. And I'm hoping some of them will come and see me. I'm going to try and reach out to them. I know he has a brother there. But all of you guys that are Jim Krieger fans, I'll see if I can do a little, just a little tribute to him.
Well, you've got to stop at his brother's bar. His brother runs a great little bar in Manitowoc, and he's got a lot of memorabilia up and big pictures of his brother there and everything. It's really cool.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, well you'll, when we're off the air or something, you'll tell me. Oh, no, give him a plug. What is the name of it?
Good question, David.
I'm trying to think of it right now. I've been there a bunch of times.
Okay, and I will have one of my guys. you can't think of a freaking bar in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, and I'm here in South Florida. Anyway, never mind.
Time out. Time out sports bar.
What's it called?
Time out.
Time out.
Time out.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm up for that. Bar. So on the 29th, I might commit a day later. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Lambeau for the first time.
Oh, cool.
And see the Packer game, which is going to be awesome.
Wow, fantastic. Very cool.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's fantastic being able to do what I love to do and take people on a little journey through my own musical life because I got to meet some of my musical heroes and got to know all the Beatles and got to become pretty good friends. I played with Paul once and played with John a number of times. And I'll take people on my own musical journey through all of it and play all my hits. And
very cool.
Yes, indeed. Back when Susan Day was faking playing the piano.
We're talking with David Cassidy, Keith Partridge from the Partridge Family.
I got to be honest with you. Two of my favorite women of all time, one you acted with and one you were married to, Kay Lenz was phenomenal.
Yeah, what a beauty.
She was phenomenal in Rich Man, Poor Man, and also in the Rod Stewart video.
Yes, she was great in that.
Yes.
You know, the Rod Stewart video was a couple years after we had split up, but we still speak. I don't see her often because I don't live in L.A., but she's been there and she's had a sort of a lifetime partner since many years now, and she's worked with my brother Sean. He produced and wrote a couple of really great television series, and she worked in it. But she's an awesome person.
Hey, by the way, the name of the bar is Wenzel's. It's on Calumet Avenue.
Right, Wenzel's Timeout.
Yep.
Yes.
No, it's not Timeout. Just Wenzel's. It's Wenzel's Perfect World, I believe they call it.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
All right.
Wenzel's Perfect World.
Yep.
Okay. Well. Let everybody know in Manitowoc. You're going to be seeing me there probably the next day, maybe on Sunday, because I'm staying over in Manitowoc and hanging out, and I'll have a chance either before or after the Packer game.
We're talking with David Cassidy. He's going to be at the Capital Civic Center in Manitowoc coming up on Saturday, September 29th, and 7:30 p.m. show. What about the national anthem at the Packer game? You want to sing that at all?
I'd love to.
Wow.
Oh, sure.
What's
sort of cool about this is ordinarily, you know, you have your people call ahead. And
yeah.
I try not to be that guy, you know, and surround myself with a posse and all that. I usually come with one of the guys in my band are going to come with me, who is in Chicago, and he's a Bears fan. So I'm sure he'll provide great security for me. Or maybe I'll be providing security for him.
You're going to have some fun hanging out with David Cassidy at the Capital Civic Center at Manitowoc. It's coming up on next Saturday, the 29th. And go to cccshows.org. It's going to be a great night of music, great night of reminiscing. And if you want to go see David Cassidy, cccshows.org.
Can I ask you one question?
You can ask.
Who is hotter, Kay Lenz or Lori Partridge?
Kay Lenz was way hotter.
Okay. All right.
Who was hotter, Lori Partridge or Mama Partridge?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's sick.
No, you can't go there. Come on.
Wow.
No, I'm just sorry.
Go there.
Sorry.
No,
I apologize for him.
I just had such a crush on Mom that was incredible.
You've got that weird
she's
mom.
A magnificent, beautiful woman who was married to my father.
He was my stepmother.
Okay. Do we need to go any further?
Mama, do you remember your sister?
I'm just saying.
Ah, yeah.
Can we apologize?
Oh, your mom. Boy, yeah. Is she hot? Yeah.
Hey, David, you just have to understand what he's like. We were golfing with him one time, and we're kind of close to the clubhouse. He goes, wow, look at that up there. How hot is that? And we got closer, swear to God, it was his sister.
Oh, no.
That's an honest to God true story.
I couldn't tell.
You swear to God?
Couldn't
swear
tell.
To God.
You swear to God? have you had an eye exam recently?
David, great chatting with you.
Oh, man, great chatting with you guys, too.
See
Look forward to it.
Thanks, David.
Bye, man.
Bye.